Good afternoon, good evening, everybody. Thank you for joining me on another episode of the Witching Hour podcast. I'm your host, as always, John Roysland. With me tonight, two very special guests I've got up in, I don't know which corner it's going to be for you guys, but to me, it is my top left corner. My brother from another, Mr. Tony Covington, a.k.a. Hack of Hack's Horror Show that everybody
Hi,
is
kids.
watching on the Roku channel.
Sorry, John.
Down south, we've got my new friend, Mr. Michael Ocho Ocho Terena. Michael Ocho, welcome to the show. Thank you.
That's
for
right.
Me.
Hollywood Ocho to all you guys.
Hollywood, baby.
So
tonight, and together, John, we are the Hollywood Horror Show.
I love it. I love it. I love it. So, Tony, as I just announced to everybody, horror host, internationally known, the host of Hack, Hack of Hack's Horror Show, also an avid wrestler, which also brings me down to the love connection between you and Ocho, because I know the two of you had actually done wrestling together for a little while, if I'm correct.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. And then, of course, Ocho, you have over, what is it, over?
190, over 190 movies and TV shows.
190. Okay, we've got to update the IMDb. You're only sitting at 180. That's a huge difference right there. Congratulations with that, my friend. That's
Thank you.
An achievement. That is awesome.
Ocho never stops making movies, dude. It's
I
hard,
don't, man.
Hard for IMDb to keep up.
That is
I'm going to be in my grave still making movies.
As well as acting, you are producing and writing, so, and wrestling, and a 3-time black belt, if I'm correct.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Third degree black belt in Taekwondo.
Wow. And I don't know where you keep the time to keep up with the ink. And keep getting new, fresh ink. I love seeing new art, man. I do. Always.
I was born with it, brother.
I love that.
I was the ugliest baby ever born.
We can compare baby pictures someday. Trust me, it ain't pretty. Trust me on that. Folks, we are here tonight because both Tony and Ocho were a part of Mr. Jake Perry's Slash and Chill Productions of Tapeworm Z, which has now been released as his first full-length feature film. Tapeworm Z has been released now for, I believe, 2 weeks.
Yes.
Two, maybe three. It is available online on DVD and Blu-ray through Slash and Show Productions. And both Tony and Ocho, you were both in the film. Tony, you played yourself in the film, and Ocho, you played Luis.
Yeah, Luis.
Luis.
Yeah,
Luis. See, I knew you were gonna catch me on something there. All right, I got you. So guys,
that's okay, man. I'm the whitest Mexican you'll ever see. I'm like a Oreo cookie, man, white in the inside. Remember, I used to go down to Tennessee a lot and wrestle and
yes.
stuff. So I'm an automatic Tennessee person, you know.
That's true. Ocho spent enough here to be a true Tennessean. No, me and Ocho, we met on the set of Tapeworm Z. We're out in Odessa, Texas. Mm-hmm. Both of us, we get there and we're happy to see Jake. We're happy to be a part of the film.
Yeah.
On one hand, I was still looking around saying, you know, like, where the hell are we? Like, what's going on? Like, this is a different type of place. And then, unfortunately,
Odessa is the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
I've heard many, many a story, many a nightmare about that. Yeah.
The sign, when you pick it up at the edge of the road, it says Odessa, middle of nowhere. but Ocho had to spend a few extra days there, man. But no, we met on the set of Tapeworm Z. Ocho in the back cut a promo. It was one of the best promos I ever heard in my life. And started from there, man. It was booming. Won tag team titles together, brother. John, you got that picture earlier of us of the Hollywood Horror Show holding up the tag titles and everything.
Yep.
Been a crazy thing. Ain't seen the last of the ventures of Hack and Ocho. Tapeworm Z just happened to be the genesis of it.
Yeah.
No, That's awesome. That is awesome. So how was it that each of you became to be a part of the film?
Oh, God. Ocho, you want to start?
Yeah, so...
you're like 1,000 miles away. Ocho, you at the time, I believe, were living in L.A.
Arizona.
In Arizona. Okay, and you have recently moved to Texas now. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. I live now by San Antonio.
Okay.
But I'm trying to remember how me and Jake connected. I don't know if I commented on one of his posts and said congratulations because he was getting it started. I hope all goes well. Looks like a pretty cool thing. And I think he asked me if I wanted to be part of the movie. And I was actually filming another movie at the time, too, in San Antonio, which is weird. It just so happened that the movie that I was filming in San Antonio ended right when I was supposed to film Tapeworm Z. So I was like, well, I said, I'll film that one and hop on the plane and head straight to Odessa. So I ended up getting to Odessa, and the first person I meet, actually, my plane got canceled. I had to take a bus. So off the bus, I meet Tony, who was fanboying over me because he had just seen my movie Midnight.
Yes.
And I was kind of scared at first because I was like, this white boy, man, he's like all up in my ass, man. And he's over here fanboying. He might be wearing my skin after this. So
maybe.
But he just gave me nothing but compliments and stuff, and truthfully, it was like from the first time we started talking, it felt like a brother from another mother. Nice. You know what I mean? And we got along so well, and I don't think we ever stopped talking because me and Tony have similar likes and similar interests. Every time we get together, man, it's like we haven't seen each other forever. Uh-huh. And we I think Shanna gets mad sometimes because we can talk all night long. Yeah. And
Tony has
so it was just a good partnership from the beginning, and doing Tapeworm Z was so fun. Jake is one of the best directors I worked with. His special effects are awesome. And he welcomed us in like family too. It was like the three amigos making this film.
That is awesome.
Yes.
You know, you mentioned the special effects, and that's something that I really want to congratulate and commend Jake Perry for, is that he is completely self-taught in all aspects, you know, writing, directing, editing, lighting, special effects, the practical effects. I mean, I'm watching him upload pictures of himself in his little shop building stuff, and he's got shit all over the place, his little mad scientist.
Yeah.
And I got so much respect for him for that. You know, of course, obviously, if he had $1 million, he could have hired a crew to come in and do the lighting, do the camera work, do all the special effects for him. But even if he had $1 million, I don't know that he'd spend any of it because it might not be done his way. I know Jake is very, very adamant and knows what he wants done. And I,
have
so much respect for that. Excuse me. Even with hypothetically with a $0 budget, he's going to make it look the best he can. And it's going to be what his vision is.
Oh yes. Without a doubt.
You know, and everybody I've talked to has said the same thing, that, you know, Jake might be inexperienced in a sense of still growing as a filmmaker, but he knows what he wants, and he's going to get that perfect shot.
Oh, yeah, man. That was it. That was my story on, like, how I got connected with Jake. I was watching all his short films, and I was digging them, and I was loving them. And I was like, dude, I love this. And then when he wrote a part in there for Hack, specifically, like, be Hack in the movie, I was like, all right, dude, couldn't wait. Flew out there, man. And it's funny because on my way out there, on the plane, I didn't have nothing to watch but Midnight. Gary Lee Vincent was letting me watch Midnight on the plane, so I'm watching this movie. And if you've seen this remake of Midnight, Ocho plays a very, very, like, intense dude. Like, I mean, it is, It is a raw movie. And I watch this on the plane, and then we get out, we get there, and he's like, oh, we got to go pick this dude up. And I was like, wait a second. I don't know, dude. I was like, I just watched Midnight. This is all I know about him so far. I was like, I don't know where we should get this dude.
Yeah, but, right.
But I had seen other stuff, so I was real happy. Got to meet him and CC, and instantly, man, like you said, man, we instantly became friends. We instantly became brothers. Spent a whole lot of time out here with me in Tennessee with all these Tennesseans here. Gets a little rough with the people around here, but. Man, Tapeworm Z, like, I was a blast. So, looking forward to when we can have a whole, all three of us, and get everybody together in one spot in Tennessee, and looking forward to that movie premiere. That's what I'm waiting on.
Yeah, Tapeworm Z was so awesome to make. All the actors got along. Man, it was working from the time we got up to the time we went to bed, but it was fun. It was sad when it ended. I was sad when Tony took off on the plane. I got stranded in Odessa because my plane got delayed. I swear the meth dome was keeping me in. But
we had a good time. The meth
the bubble. what came out of this is that we became good friends with Jake. More importantly, me and Tony. Tony, I consider my best friend. And we ended up going from there, and we currently own a wrestling company. We currently, you know what I mean? We have a lot of plans for movies and stuff. I'm trying to convince him to move out here in Texas. I'm working on his wife first and then him.
Yes.
Because I know that if I get her saying yes, he'll come.
Then I'm coming. Yeah. Then you know I got to go.
Yeah. So, I love Tony like a brother, man. And I got to thank Jake because without Tapeworm Z, I would have never met Tony and he's one in a million, man. This guy is so talented as a horror host, as an actor. I admire him as a father, a husband. It sounds like I'm in love or something, but this guy is awesome, and he is, truly my best friend, and I'd do anything for him. Jake, I'm sorry, man. I love you too, but Tony has a special part of my heart.
We've been bleeding together, fighting together, man. There's been a lot of bonding in parking lots when people get around.
Parking lot fights. You know, yeah. You put us together, we're gonna fight the world.
Exactly. Now, Star Rides. Love you, brother.
You guys also got to meet the one and only Mr. Billy Pond on set. Were either of you there during his part of the movie when he filmed?
No.
Nope, already long gone.
He came, though, during our filming, and he visited us on set, and we got to know him on set. He's a really cool guy. I admire him for all his work. Circus of the Dead is awesome. I hear he's making part two.
Nice.
Yep, yeah, so I wish him nothing but success. Billy, if you want the scariest guy in the world, I'm still available. Tony's right there, too. Come on, man.
You got two.
Now, Jake added a small scene for those of you who have not gotten off your asses and gone and seen Tapeworm Z yet. Mr. Bloody Bill, Billy Pond, and his lovely sidekick. God, she makes him look so much better.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Miss Kelly Wilson Robinson. Sorry.
Yes. And we got to...
A great scene at the end of the film. It's hysterical.
And we got to meet his little one, too, man. So he's a great family man as well. And it was awesome meeting him and his family.
Billy Pond, you're awesome.
And, you know, that's what I've heard from so many of the cast that I've talked to throughout the early stages of the film is that everybody learned. Everybody helped. You know, I'm not a cameraman. Well, Jake's not a cameraman, but he's learning and he's teaching. And everybody that got together was a giant melting pot of input and how-to and learning process. And, you know, I think that's the one thing that everyone has talked about is that there was so much love on this set. because everybody is genuinely helping each other out.
I gotta say, man, when you're talking about people being dedicated to a movie on film set, okay, CeCe is one of the people, and she's doing her own stunts. No padding, no protection, the hard desert ground, rocks, everything. Boom, she's just hitting the ground. Boom. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, I did a shit job because she's that committed just doing that.
You're a pro wrestler, man, and she dropped it like a pro.
I know.
We killed her about five times, didn't we?
Yeah, and Jake put padding down for my fall. Spoiler alert, I fall in the movie, and I did pads. And I'm sitting there watching CeCe go straight to the ground. I'm like, man.
CeCe's my wife. She's awesome. She was even helping Jake with makeup too and stuff. And it's just like everyone was doing something, man. Nobody was sitting around. Nobody was being a diva on set. No matter who we were helping on the film and doing stuff. And that's what made it special, because it felt like family.
Yes.
You know, and I know Jake did, I believe, a small crowdfunding at the very beginning. It was a real slow movement. So I think he pulled it just because there was this lack of attention that was being drawn to it. So independent horror fans, independent sci-fi horror fans, sci-fi comedy horror fans, anybody that's out there that really, really can appreciate a film, like I said, Jake Perry learned everything and made this entire film on his own. Not trying to make his head swell, but we are definitely trying to give mad props where props are due. And the man took money out of his pocket to completely make this film with, as far as I know, zero crowdfunding. You know, so if you want to help truly support the indie film, buy a copy of this movie. Help support the filmmaker. You know, that's really the best that I can say.
And some of the best practical effects you're going to see anywhere. The things he was able to create from just what you would never consider to ever be a monster, and watching him hand make every one of these monsters, hand make every practical effect there was, every bit of it on hand, some of it on the fly, making everything work and trying to take on such a big, it's a sci-fi horror movie. That's a huge undertaking to take on. And Jake had the balls to say, hey, that's the hardest movie anybody can make. I'm going to make that one, and pulled in the best people, man, to get it together. So yeah, my props to Jake all day long, for everything he was able to accomplish by making this.
Plus you get to see me slapped by titty snakes.
Yes.
If you don't know what titty snakes is, watch the movie.
If you want to see titty snakes. That woman
slapped my jaw out of place.
Yes. If you want to see Ocho attacked by this gigantic woman with titty snakes, buy a copy right now. Buy a copy just for that.
It's worth it for the titty snakes.
It is. It really is. Oh my god, that's right.
Come on. That's good.
That needs to be on a t-shirt right there.
What I love about Jake too is he knows, he knew I was really good at improv, and he let me run with my character. And I think I had everybody laughing on the set for those days. I just ran with it, man, and made my character instead of being the scary gangster guy, I went with the gangster who was more scared of everything than, you know what I mean? So, I ran with it. He let me run with it, and I made that character mine. And, I want to thank him for letting me, do Ocho, you know?
And that was,
It was Ocho, the Boy Scout leader.
Yeah, the Boy Scout leader.
And from what I understand, now speaking with Lori Norris, who played Rosie in Tapeworm Z, she had mentioned that most of the filming was all through the night. There was no day shooting. So everybody that had a day job, they were coming down, squeezing in some dinner if they had time, and getting right to the set. And then basically filming until the sun came up, traffic started, the world started, and then back to work they went. So this was a true labor of love for all cast.
Yeah, because if you don't realize, the events of Tapeworm Z happened within a night, within one night. So we filmed all through the night. It was no day shots at all.
Right.
So I know. I think me and Tony were sleeping during the day.
Yeah.
Got up, ate a bunch of Mexican food that made us nauseous.
Yeah.
And then we like I said, I'm the whitest Mexican ever.
I prefer
pizza and hamburgers.
I have heard so many horror stories, and this is even from Jake, talking about this drive-through tool shed.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That actually makes some of the best Mexican food in the world.
That was the first place he took me. He's like, you want some food? I'm like, yeah. He takes me to the shack with no window, and I'm like kicking at the dogs when I get out of the car. I'm like, dude, no. He's like, trust me. And I get the stuff, and they had this milk with cinnamon in it.
Yep.
And,
horchata, Tony, horchata.
Yeah.
Yes. So I killed that thing in like 2 seconds. Best thing I ever drank in my life. And I wanted more, and Jake's like, no, you can't, like, drink those, like, waters. but they were amazing, and that was the best place. And then
we needed you for the set, Tony, not on the shitter.
Yeah.
That's where he does his best work, though.
That bathroom scared me, though. I was not going. If anybody's ever seen Billy Pond's bathroom at the haunt, it is the scariest room at that haunt. Is that bathroom there? Like, I'd rather use the bathroom in a pile of snakes than the garden.
I don't know if you see Hack's Horror Show with the bathtub scene with me and Tony. a horror thing waiting to happen right there.
In the comments, folks, I will drop the link to that video in the comments of this podcast.
and with that being said, fans of Hack's Horror Show, again, if you have not listened to Reverend Hack yet about him preaching Tapeworm Z, if you appreciate his show and you love the Hack's intro of his show and you have not watched Tapeworm Z yet, you are seriously missing out.
Yeah.
You know, that there's a sense of humor, there's a sense of feeling. I'm not saying it's identical. I'm not saying they're the same, but you're going to be able to appreciate one to the other.
Yes. That intro was a lot of me and Ocho at a place called Screamville, counting up for a day, having fun.
We had so much fun doing that, filming that season of Hack's Horror Show.
Oh, yes.
I mean, we just ran with it. I screamed like a girl. Hey, I don't care.
And some of the best stuff we ever shot, we're just acting crazy in this. You can't give us the keys to the haunted house and be like, hey, just do whatever you want to, because then you get a whole new season.
The Hollywood Horror Show is going to run with it.
We made a whole new season in a day. No, you're right about that. It was like film and go. Like they're in Odessa for the filming of Tapeworm Z all night long. It felt like it was going so quickly. There was so many moving parts and so many things. I even got nervous, and all I had to do was like be myself for like 2 seconds. And I was like, oh, man, I need to get ready. Yeah. Ocho hyped me up for it. He talked to me in the back and got me pumped. And I was like, all right, now I'm ready to go do this.
Yeah, it was Tapeworm Z is like a old 80s horror movie. It's that feel of 80s when I'm a little older than Tony, so it feels like when I was a little kid watching these horror movies with these practical effects, and I get so excited to watch them. Yep. It's a throwback to that. And if you want to just have fun, if you want to relax, and if you don't you want to put all the world's stress behind you, watch Tapeworm Z. You know, those tapeworms straight up the ass. That's the best entertainment.
Yes.
Now, I do understand that, well, I'm not going to say that I understand, because I know personally that Jake is writing a new script. I don't know if he has any plans on any tapeworm future, meaning any more tapeworm in the series or not, but by the sounds of it, you two would definitely be on board with another Jake Perry / and chill production movie. If the movie came about to you.
Most definitely, there's always ways to bring back characters, you know? So if there was a new Tapeworm Z and you didn't have Tony and Ocho, then I don't know about Tapeworm.
Yeah, you got to. You got to give us Tremors and Houston, who's in all the Tremors. You got to give us that treatment. We got to come back for all the sequels.
You know,
exactly.
I hated those fucking sandworms in Tremors more than anything in the world. I swear to God. And then of all things, you know, Jake comes out with this, you know, with his little fucking.
Yeah,
I hate that shit. Gross me out. It does. I had nightmares about stuff like that and the face huggers from Aliens as a little kid. And seeing them now grown up in Jake's movie, it still makes me feel like I'm
going in your ass and taking over your brain.
Exactly. Right at my head.
And only Jake.
Yes.
Only Jake Perry would think of which is a way to infect a human. Let's put a tapeworm up their ass. Right up
That takes over their whole brain.
Only Jake.
Hey, let's not make them small worms either. Make them 4 foot long.
The size of a good sized forearm straight up there. That's got to feel
good. Yes. Yeah, like, they're all got to be bigger than a baseball bat.
Right?
Gentlemen, I hate to say this, but the powers that be with the world of Zoom is rapidly cutting down our time. So, unfortunately, boys and girls, again, hack of Hack's Horror Show. Watch him sign up on Roku. Down below, my new friend, Michael Ocho Torena. Thank you so
much. I just wrapped filming on Dog's Life. It's a gangster romantic movie, so there hasn't been good gangster movies since the 90s.
True.
And to have a gangster romantic movie with someone like me as a lead instead of a normal Brad Pitt, that's something to watch. Also, very soon you will see the return of the Hollywood Horror Show. Tony and Ocho will be returning to the ring in Texas.
Looking forward to it. Everybody, thank you so much for joining us. Again, Slash and Show Productions. Get yourself out there. Seriously, help support this film. Blu-ray, DVD, T-shirts, thongs.
All of it.
I think Ocho.
Tapeworm Z, guys.
Tapeworm Z, get out there. Slash and Show Productions. Also, Witching Hour Podcast. Thank you to my executive producer, Mr. Tony Hack Covington. I am now available on Roku itself, also, as well as all kinds of other shit. So find it.
Watch Hack's Horror Show, too.
Yes.
Horror Show. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for everything. We'll see you guys soon. Gentlemen, thank you for being a part of this tonight. And don't forget, boys and girls, keep it evil.